Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so excited to introduce you to Michael Culhane. Who is he? A firefighter in St. Anthony Fire Department. So let me tell you a little bit about why I am excited to have him tonight. You see, if you regularly read the Star Tribune, you may have come across a story of perseverance this week. A St. Anthony City employee turned the bleak prospects of a battle with COVID into his dream of becoming a firefighter. He wanted to bring his story to you, so we reached out to new St. Anthony Fire Department member Michael Culhane, and he graciously is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Geraldine, and you?
I'm doing well. Just to think that I can ask that question, how are you doing? There was a time when you were not doing well at all. And just this past Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, the swearing in as a St. Anthony firefighter was mere ceremony for you. And I'm just so shocked by what you've been through. So let's get right into this. Here you are as a firefighter. You wanted to be a firefighter since what age?
I don't know exactly what age I wanted to, but when the pandemic first hit, I'm a little bit of an oddity as far as those going into the fire service, where I just turned 49 years old. And if you're reading some of Jeremy Olson's articles in the Star Tribune,
yes,
most of the rookie class coming in are, you know, half my age. So I wanted to get back to the community, St. Anthony Village. I grew up here. I'm back in the city. I wanted to get back. I think it was more or less, you know, I've always been interested in it. And just it gave me the opportunity. I had the time to give back to the community. And it was something that I've always been interested in. Of course, who's not interested in the big red trucks and the lights and all the excitement that goes with it, but also just kind of a calling to help others.
Mm. A calling to help others is something that we hear a lot, whether it's from the police officers or doctors, you name it. But in this particular vocation, it is not an easy thing. We have seen the falling off of firefighters years ago, even after 9/11. And I'm just curious to know, do you know that you have the support, you have all of the help that you will need in this vocation, this new vocation of yours? And if so, how does your family feel about it? I believe you have four children. Am I correct with that?
I do. The support from the department itself is tremendous. I've got great support there. I've got this, you know, I should say even before them is my, going back to you, you had mentioned my family. So my immediate family, my parents, my partner, Aaron, my four kids, have been, you know, sometimes I think they roll their eyes when I decide to do different ventures at certain times, but I know I make them proud by doing it. I know that they know I'm going to put my best foot forward. I have nothing but great support, and the community here supports it too. And it's, you know, it is one of those items within the city here that, you know, people look up to, and it has been tough for certain first responders, and it will continue to be tough. But I think, you know, I'm in a spot where I'm lucky to have tremendous support.
Yeah. You know, you have the drive and the perseverance. It mentions that in the article. So a lot of people are really looking forward to meeting you or seeing you. Are you getting invitations to other parts of the Twin Cities and beyond? Are people calling saying, hey, we want you to come and speak about what you've been through and how you became a firefighter?
I haven't had many speaking engagements yet. Obviously, the staff at Hennepin County Medical Center, they kind of prompted my first original article that, again, Jeremy Olson did with the Star Tribune, and then his follow-up when I got to the point of being sworn in. I put it out there. They know that I will do anything that I can to support them and am a big flag waver for them and for, you know, anything that I can do, again, to give back to them and to promote them. But, yes, I would love to get in front of people and tell my story. I enjoy it. It's an amazing story. The hard part about my story is for the majority of it, I was unconscious in a coma. So it gets to the point 3 months down the road where then I had the recovery. And that's what I remember the most of it. And that's kind of where my story begins.
Yeah,
we always kind of joke that it's probably a two-sided story. The story of my family and the story of me, where they're the ones that had to do the day in and day out for many, many days, wondering if he's going to make it. Oh, my gosh, what's happening? And here I am waking up from this going, I can't move, and I have to start all over again. And I have this goal in mind, and that's where I want to get to.
So in order to get there, how much time do you give yourself? Do you give yourself more time? Are all of the firefighters supporting you as well as those in the higher ranks? And if so, if they are all supporting you, do you say to your family, don't worry, I'm fine? We hear numbers about COVID going up. We hear so much. I can just only imagine your partner saying, no, you need to rest or you need to slow down. But at this time in your life, you know, we don't always have time. So use it as much as you can.
Correct. And I take that stance, Jalen. You know, I do get that from my partner or from my mother, you know, why are you doing so much and why do you rest? And I remember one time in particular, I said to my mother when she wanted me to be more restful. And I said, I understand what you're saying, but I also have to look at this and go, Mom, I'm at the point I'm at in my recovery because I have refused to just continue to rest. And she looked at me and I could tell in the look in her eyes that she understood at that point to do it. But yes, I mean, the department from day one has been there, you know, even in my, you know, working out and my recovery there, I've had nothing but support and my colleagues working out with me and doing everything they can to help me get to that end goal.
Yeah. So when are you writing the book?
People ask that all the time. I have started, you know, I've talked to psychologist and she gave me the good advice of journaling. And because of some of this stuff is as I move from the event itself, some of it isn't going to be as front and center anymore. And I find myself going through different stages of it where, so what she was saying is to write these down because you might not remember it. So I do have some jottings and some things that I've written down. And obviously it's a pretty big event, so I don't think it's gonna leave my memory bank soon. But I have thought that, and many have said that, and many have said go out and tell your story too, like you had mentioned beforehand, getting out and speaking in front of others and that.
Right. I want to step back just a little bit because you also mentioned in the article that you still have some nerve pain in your toes and a little less lung capacity. And, of course, being a firefighter, do you have concerns about that?
But not so much the feet because it's not, you know, like when talking to my primary, it's a little bit of neuropathy in my feet. It's not debilitating. Obviously, it doesn't keep me down. It's more of an annoyance. The lung thing is more, and that was more of a question mark when talking to Jeremy was, I think I have that question in my mind, you know, where am I? Because I was told from pulmonologists that I was going to get about a year for them to recover. Just naturally, your body's going to do that. And that's then what, once it's done that year of regrowth, that's what you're going to get. So it's more of a question mark where I say, where am I at in there? But it can be a concern and you think about it. And even when I came back and like I said, having colleagues, I mean, they were concerned, you know, what would he, how is he going to react even going on air, putting a mask on and going on compressed air? You know, is that going to bring back, you know, from being on the ventilator, is that going to be something where he says, absolutely no way, this just doesn't feel right, I don't like it. But so far, so good. It's just more the lung capacity. It's just kind of my own question as to where am I in it?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I keep saying to myself, when you hear these type of stories, these are stories that inspire others, right? Literally, what you are doing right now, talking here on a 50,000-watt radio station. And I'm just curious to know, knowing that this is the story that is going to linger, it is going to keep coming forward, because more people are going to want to know, how did he do that? How did he heal? How did he? So as you are writing the book, I can only imagine, you know, it could be a big book, it could be a smaller book, but write the book. I hope you don't get discouraged. I started a book when I lived in Los Angeles for a year, and I was so inspired by my son, because he was coming there to go to college, and he said, Mom, will you come with me? And I stayed for a year, and it changed my life. I wrote 72 pages of a book, and no one has seen it or read it. Okay, it's just really ridiculous. I hope you don't do that, Michael. Please don't do that, sir. Okay, so then now that you know where you are, what is going to happen? Have you started already as a firefighter? Do I have that correct?
Yeah, so to clarify also, I am an on-call firefighter for the city of St. Anthony Village. So I'm not a full-time firefighter.
Okay.
So I am in an on-call capacity with them. But yes, I have started. I have started back working, filling shifts on the, what we call our duty crew. We do a lot of medical calls within our city here. And I'm sure if you polled a lot of firefighters, those medical calls probably outweigh the fire calls quite a bit. So, you know, they tied that back in. I think that was one of the things they really wanted to tie back in, is here I am in the care that I got at what I, you know, this world-class facility right here in our downtown metro.
Right.
And now there's times where I'm giving patient care, and just right before swearing in, I'm in an ambulance heading down to county with a patient that needed some extra special attention that we had to get, you know, down to the emergency room. So it's kind of circling back with that. But, yeah, I'm back in there doing it and really enjoying it. And you know, sometimes you have those questions of why was I spared and why was I given the opportunity? And I think it's those little things there where I can help people now and give back.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that the truth? And that builds all of us up, right? It just builds us up when we hear these type of stories. I do want to say to you, or ask you about your journey with the fire department. This is from the article as well. And you had to do this elaborate fitness test. Can you tell us about it?
So every year that we do a physical agility test within the department. So my career path to becoming a firefighter and an EMT obviously got cut, you know, short, or I had to put a pause on it about halfway through my training. So finishing up my EMT and taking my national testing for that, and I had finished my fire aspect of it, but then just also making sure that I was in the physical capacity to go back into the department. And I knew in July that we had it coming up, and I know what it consists of because I had done it before. But it was kind of, that was kind of going to be the tell-all test. Now, I had taken other workability tests and back-to-work tests that the city mandated, of course, before I came back, and they wanted to make sure I was good to go, and I did those tests. But I really knew this was going to be, you know, putting on all the gear, going on air, dragging dummies, doing, different practicals that we do, taking ladders off engines and setting ladders on a building, using certain pipe poles, and then using your fine motor skills, and then pulling charged hose lines and everything. And I knew that I called it my Mount Everest. I knew at that point, if I conquered that I could, I really felt like I had made it. And I had already gotten my new behind the scenes, my new helmet, going from my rookie helmet to my full fledged helmet. But I really didn't touch it. I just stared at it in my locker for about a month. And I just to put that period at the end, I wanted to make sure that I was able to do that. And again, with much help and support, I was able to do that. And it was a big relief. And I felt like I had made it.
It is done. And I hope that you will inspire other young people or people your age, young men or women, to be firefighters. And I can just imagine how difficult it is for all the families that have a firefighter in them, in their family, because it's not easy to deal with that. Some of the things that you have to do are overwhelming. Not just overwhelming for you, but for the team, for the people that are in trouble. There's a fire, the communities. There's a lot to this. So I'm so grateful that you are doing this, that you are going up and forward and making it happen, not just for you, but for all of those in the community and that is with the team of firefighters. I really hope that you will be safe, that you will accomplish your dream, because you're right there. You're right there. I hope I can hear from you 10 years from now. And you say, hey, Gerlin, I'm still doing this. You want to hear it? And I'm going to go, yeah, I want to hear it.
We'll be swapping books at that point. You can read mine and I'll read yours finally.
Oh, God, I hope you're right about that. I really hope you are right about that. Michael, is there anything else you want us to know about who you are today, why you did what you did? Am I missing any important things we should have talked about? You have this moment right now to add it.
I just think you talked about perseverance, and I remember my father talking about that, and him talking about the medical staff, saying, you know, Michael just pushed on. When we gave therapies, he worked through it. He pushed through it, and that's what we loved. If I go back and I look at my occupational therapist and physical therapist, the same thing. They pushed me and I pushed myself, and it's some people I feel a little guilty because I have been able to recover well. And I don't want people to think that it's just been easy. It's been hard. But there's times where you don't want to do it, but you have to get that mindset. And I know people have heard it before, but you have to push through and you have to look at that goal. And I even in this journal, and I had setbacks. I got frustrated with certain things. I had my setbacks, and I would lose focus at times. It was still there in the distance, but it wasn't front and center. And you have to, like you said, even with that book, you found something there in that year out in LA, and it was a memorable time for you. You were able to put 72 pages together, and you know it's still sitting there.
Yeah,
and it's just, you're going to get back to it and you're going to finish it. And I keep, like my staff has said too, just keep moving. And that's what I've continued to do with my life. I continue to move and I work and I do many things and have my hands in many jars, but it keeps me moving. It keeps me interacting with people. And when people go, you must have this zest, new zest for life. I've always had a zest for life, but I think it's even more so now getting to know people, being able to tell a story, listen to their story, knowing that at some point something I've done maybe has helped them conquer something and go, you know what, he was able to do it. And I see that in comments on the articles and stuff. And that's what it's about. It's about that person that goes, I'm going to push a little bit harder today. I'm going to try a little bit more, and I can get there. And I had to do that same thing too, and we can all do that. So that's my message is, yeah, have a support team. Get out and enjoy life. Meet new people. Do new things. Keep learning every day. Because like you said, we just don't know when that day is going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's many, many years down the road for all of us. But it is kind of cliche, but it's like enjoy each day and learn something new. There's that old saying, I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt, do something that scares you every day.
Every day.
And that was part of it. Every day do something. I was scared when I had to first start doing my physical therapy, but I conquered it and I got there, and that's what got me to where I'm at today.
That's right. You reached the pinnacle, sir. You really have. With the grace of God, all the work that you did, it is quite remarkable. You are a remarkable man. I hope that you will get on the speaker's circuit and start talking, especially to the college students that may look at you and say, you're my hero. You just never know. So I encourage you to really, if you can start speaking and letting people hear your story, I hope so. I hope I'll run into someone who says, yep, I heard that story too. So thank you for joining us tonight, Michael Colhane.
My pleasure.
You take care of yourself.
You too, Geraldine. Thank you. Right. Have
Good
a
night.
Great evening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Wow, that is remarkable, Jonathan. What a story. What a story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.